Mayor and Council, I have a couple of capital improvement projects. First, the driveway is ready for the Big Shots grand opening. The anticipated completion for Midtown Shared Use Path is scheduled to be 1st of January, I believe. The Midtown Boulevard extension to Williamson Drive should be complete by the middle of April. The contractor's working on the punch list for the Travis Fields project. If you haven't had the opportunity, go out and take a look at it. It's a beautiful park and it's a beautiful baseball fields. All the utility work on the Coulter Drive reconstruction project has been completed. The TxDOT contractor will return in early 2022 to finish the remaining sidewalk work. Most of the pavement on the Palisota Street Phase 1 has been installed, with the exception of the roundabouts, which will be closed this month at Palisota and Beck Street for construction. Anticipated project completion is in April. The Palisota Street Phase 2 construction project will begin in January, and expected completion is at the end of 2022. The Steel Creek Culvert replacement project is expected to be completed by the end of this month. Downtown Quiet Zone construction is complete on the first phase of improvements outside of the railroad right-of-way. Construction can't proceed until permits from Union Pacific are received. Although city provided all the requirements and documents several months ago, staff was informed that it could take up to a year for this approval. In hopes to minimize delays, staff is currently meeting with UP and working to complete a detailed design. The goal is to provide all of the necessary documentation for construction to proceed without a delay. Future construction is dependent on UP's infrastructure improvement, including probably what is the largest part of that project, and that's the quad gates at Groesbeck. Construction on 1179 TxDOT raise meetings has commenced and is anticipating to take 9 months to complete. The project scope includes intersection of South College and Villa Maria, along the curve of Villa Maria Briarcrest and ending at the intersection of Briarcrest and Kent Street. Future phase will include median installation between Midtown Park Boulevard and South College Avenue. Traffic delays are expected as the road will be narrowed to one lane in each direction during the times of construction. Lastly, we have a park and pools update. The playground equipment for Sadie Thomas Park was delivered last week, and staff is currently working on an installation schedule to get all that completed. That's all I have, Mayor.